This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Now, baby boomers often like to brag that they are aging better than their parents. And they don't just mean they're healthier, they mean they look better. Well, in this week's Senior Moment, commentator Judy Muller says appearing to be in better shape than your forebears could be seen as a blessing or a very expensive curse.
As Nora Ephron once said, there's a reason why 40, 50, and 60 don't look the way they used to. And it's not because of better living through exercise. It's because of hair dye. I would add Botox, estrogen, Restylane, testosterone, hip and knee replacements, various nips, tucks, and lifts. And that's the short list. The whole list adds up to about $88 billion, the estimated sales each year for the anti-aging industry. The pressure to look youthful, even if it means sacrificing all facial expressions, is tremendous. I should know. I live in Los Angeles, where women sport lips that look like inflated bicycle tires, and gravity never wins. Judging by the covers of AARP magazine, which features senior citizens like Meryl Streep, the pressure to keep that youthful glow is pervasive. My first reaction on seeing that cover was, "How about that? Meryl Streep's my age." My second reaction was, "How can that be? Meryl Streep is my age?" The latest issue features 66-year-old Bette Midler with a face fairly sandblasted into marble with the advice, "Everyone should exfoliate every day." And women are now worrying about aging long before they actually do age, at least from my reference point. A magazine called More is aimed at women in their 40s and 50s. One recent article touted the top 10 skincare items. If you only bought 3 of these tiny jars of hope, restorative eye cream, dark circle corrector, and wrinkle-lifting cream, it would set you back more than $200. And these are really, really tiny jars. I predict the next big product will be something that actually gets rid of that turkey neck look. Of course, we wouldn't have to obsess about our necks or our faces or anything else that's headed south if we cared less about looking younger and more about being healthier. Not to deprive the anti-aging industry its due, but the last time I checked, exercise was free.
Judy Muller teaches journalism at USC's Annenberg School for Communication.